Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I didn't just get out of the shower. You just got out of the shower. I'm glad you're here either way. We've got a full slate of local stories lined up today, from public land concerns and forest operations to community recognition and a look back at an important moment in regional history. We'll also check in on local sports and what's happening around the mountain. Today's show is sponsored by JS Automotive, keeping the Eastern Sierra rolling one vehicle at a time. Thank you for supporting local. And before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Oh, and in case you need a reason to smile, it's National Kazoo Day. Yeah, I wouldn't make that up. We won't be playing one on the air, but we're not ruling anything out either. Let's get into the news. Health officials in Inyo County are advising the public after avian influenza, the AH5, commonly known as H5 bird flu, was detected in local animals in the area. According to Inyo County Public Health, the presence of the virus has been confirmed, but there are no known human cases at this time. The agency is working closely with the California Department of Public Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to monitor the situation and share guidance to help protect residents and health professionals. Health officials note that this strain of avian influenza is commonly found in wild birds and has led to outbreaks among poultry and dairy cattle in parts of the United States. While a small number of human infections have occurred nationally among people with close, prolonged exposure to infected animals, those cases remain rare, and the overall risk to the general public is considered low. Public health recommendations include avoiding contact with sick or dead wild birds, poultry, or other animals, reporting sightings of unhealthy birds to local animal control or the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and steering clear of raw or unpasteurized dairy products, keeping pets away from sick wildlife, and practicing good hygiene such as washing hands after outdoor activities are also encouraged. Officials also remind people who work with birds, livestock, or poultry to use recommended personal protective equipment and to monitor for symptoms such as eye redness, respiratory symptoms, or fever for up to 10 days after exposure. Anyone experiencing symptoms after contact with potentially affected animals should contact a healthcare provider and mention their exposure. Inyo County Public Health continues to work with state and federal partners to closely monitor for signs of illness in both animals and people. Death Valley National Park officials are asking for the public's help identifying the individuals responsible for illegal off-road driving on the Eureka Dunes, park authorities say on September 17th. That a vehicle was driven on the Eureka Dunes outside of designated routes, leaving more than 5 miles of unauthorized tire tracks and causing significant damage to rare and sensitive desert plants. The vehicle believed to be involved is described as a white 2021 Toyota Tacoma with California license plates, an equipment rack in the truck bed, and black Fox Racing tailgate cover. At least two individuals were in the vehicle when it was photographed driving on the dunes. Officials estimate at least 74 plants were damaged or destroyed, including a rare shining milk vetch found only on the dunes, along with other dune-dependent species. Superintendent Mike Reynolds reiterated that the dunes are designated wilderness and intended to be enjoyed on foot, and encouraged anyone with information to contact the National Park Service tip line. Pile burning operations are continuing in the Reds Meadow Valley as crews work on forest health project. Inyo National Forest officials report starting today, crews will focus on burning slash piles in area FH1, covering about 31 acres, with work to expand into other units as conditions allow. Officials say snow cover and cold overnight temperatures have created favorable conditions for this phase of the fuels reduction project, which aims to improve forest health by reducing accumulated woody debris. Smoke impacts are expected to be visible from Mammoth Lakes and nearby highways, but managers note that burn planning is coordinated with air quality and weather experts to minimize effects for residents and travelers. Folks, if your car has been making a weird noise, and by weird noise, I mean a sound you've been ignoring for 3 weeks, it might be time to visit JS Automotive in Bishop. JS Automotive is the shop where your vehicle goes from "please don't break down on 395" to "wow, that actually feels smooth." These are the people who treat your car like it's part of the family. The functional part, of course. From routine maintenance to full-on mystery diagnostics, the team at JS Automotive has the tools, the talent, and the patience to deal with whatever story your engine is trying to tell. Even if that story starts with, "so I hit a pothole." They're local, they're trusted, and they've been keeping Bishop rolling for years. So if your check engine light has been on long enough to qualify as emotional support, take the hint, head to JS Automotive. JS Automotive, fixing cars, saving weekends, and keeping you confidently cruising through the Eastern Sierra. The Mono County Board of Supervisors recognized a local resident with one of its annual community awards this week. At a recent meeting, the Board of Supervisors honored Carolyn Ballier with the 6th Annual Community Spirit Award. The proclamation adopted by the boards highlighted Ballier's contributions to the community. The award is presented each year to individuals whose efforts and involvement have had a positive impact on the Mono County community. Ballier, who moved to Mono County in 1994, has contributed to the community in a variety of ways, including volunteering for local organizations, overseeing a variety of programs, including the Giving Tree program, the Feed the Needy program, and serving on the IMACA board for over 14 years, among other things. Congratulations, Carolyn Ballier. Hopefully I'm saying that correct. I apologize, I'm not. This is a well-deserved award, regardless of my pronunciation of your name. This week marks the 25th anniversary of the Timbisha Shoshone Homeland Act, a law affecting tribal lands in and around Death Valley. The milestone anniversary of this federal act, which was enacted to return portions of the ancestral homeland to the Timbisha Shoshone tribe, will be celebrated on Friday at the Furnace Creek Visitor Center starting at 10 a.m. Additionally, a tribal potluck will be held on Saturday starting at 12 p.m. at the Timbisha Community Center. The legislation is significant for the Timbisha Shoshone community and the region, recognizing longstanding tribal connections to the land and providing a framework for land stewardship and cultural preservation. The tribe maintains deep historical and cultural ties to areas within and adjacent to Death Valley National Park, and the Homeland Act helped formalize the tribe's ability to manage and reside on these lands. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds, and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Now for a look over at our sports report, sponsored by the one and only Copper Top Barbecue, right on Highway 395, the best barbecue in the land. Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team hit the road and came away with a 62-29 victory over the Fraser Mountain Falcons last night. From the opening tip, the Broncos controlled the game, keeping pressure on both ends of the court and spreading the ball around to give the full roster valuable minutes. Leading the scoring charge for Bishop was Travis Hernandez with 15 points and 2 rebounds, followed by strong performances from Dom Dondero and Will Kemp. Coach Bradley Weaver noted that everyone got a chance to play and continue developing roles as the season progresses. Up next, the Broncos will travel to Mammoth to take on the Huskies in their next game. Stay tuned for more local sports updates, and don't forget, when you want great barbecue and locals first service, visit Copper Top Barbecue at coppertopbarbecue.com for delicious plates and a 20% discount for locals. Beat that.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
On to Mammoth Mountain, where Mother Nature is delivering a stunning bluebird start to the day. Skies are clear with the sun out in full force, making for smooth, enjoyable laps right from the opening bell. It is a bit breezy early this morning, so skiers and riders will want to layer up for those first chairlift rides. Winds are expected to ease as the day goes on, with temperatures warming up for a comfortable and scenic afternoon on the mountain. Current conditions include a base depth of 62 inches, with variable conditions across the terrain. All 178 trails are open, served by 24 lifts, giving guests plenty of options to spread out and explore. 10 terrain parks are also open for those looking to mix things up. Groomed runs are holding up well, and for early sunshine and wide, consistent turns, Solitude's a great place to start the day. With a full lift lineup and favorable weather ahead, it's shaping up to be an excellent day to get out and enjoy Mammoth Mountain. Let's move on to our weather report. Starting in Bishop, the cloudy trend is continuing with partially cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s and nighttime lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow brings more sunshine with highs in the mid 60s and lows in the low 30s again. And by Friday, we'll see a return of the clouds with highs in the upper 60s and lows in the mid 30s, starting to warm up a little bit, but the clouds are keeping things temperate. Over in Mammoth today is partially cloudy with highs in the upper 40s and lows in the mid teens. Tomorrow brings more of the same with partially cloudy skies, highs in the low 40s and lows in the upper teens. And Friday, expect more clouds, highs in the mid 40s and lows in the low 20s. Cooler than Bishop, but warming up slightly from these past few weeks. Overall, we're looking at some perfect weather for outdoor adventures. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra today. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. A quick reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for breaking news, weather, sports, stories, all the things that matter the most locally. Hey, and don't forget, the Epic Eats Burger Poll is wrapping up this week. So if you haven't voted yet, now's the time to weigh in on who really has the best burger in the Eastern Sierra. Today's show was sponsored by JS Automotive, local, trusted, and always ready to keep you on the road. From all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, have a great day. And if you happen to celebrate National Kazoo Day, please do so responsibly. See you next time.